to be Jordan Hall.
Blog Talk Radio.
129-0, 99 knockouts, Charlie Zelenoff, and still UBF champion. Yeah, yesterday, phenomenal win. Phenomenal win. Did you see the way I rushed that motherfucker? Now, Jordan Holloway is a 2-0 professional MMA fighter. He's had hundreds of amateur fights in MMA, and I beat his ass. And the day before that, I beat four people in one day. What now, haters? What now? I won five fights in 2 days. I went from 124-0 to 129-0 in 2 days. You understand? I'm the greatest of all time, man. Yeah, and I surpassed Sugar Ray Robinson. Sugar Ray Robinson, in his so-called prime, was 128-1. Okay, well, I'm 129-0. I would fucking kill Ray Robinson, man. Come on, I'm beating heavyweights. I'm beating bigger fighters. I'm beating better fighters. I mean, I'm the best. Sugar fake Robinson, man. Charlie Z, the best, man. No, I'm going to turn on the fight. 125 was a phenomenal victory. Did you hear what the opponent said after he lost? He even admitted that I'm the best. All right, check it out. Yeah, great win by the Spurs yesterday. They beat the Warriors. But the biggest sporting event yesterday was not San Antonio versus Golden State. The biggest sporting event was Zelenoff versus Holloway. UBF super fight. Yeah, I beat his ass, man. I beat the shit out of him, man. I mean, that was such a great victory. Oh, and that Marine, man, I kicked his ass, man. Man, I was punching him. I punched him in the face three times, and that fucking idiot tackled me, and then I hit him while we were on the ground. He got disqualified, man. Wow, what a fucking moron. I mean, he's getting his ass kicked, and he tackles me. Who the fuck does that during a boxing match? And he lost on stand-up, and he lost on the ground. Oh, here we go. Yeah. This punch is like a fucking machine gun, man. Holy shit, man. Nobody could take that, man. Do you understand if I rushed anybody like that, man? Klitschko, Fury, 80s Mike Tyson, anybody. If I hit Floyd Mayweather Jr. like I hit Jordan Holloway, for one, Jordan Holloway is a lot bigger than Mayweather Jr. He would kill Mayweather Jr. He would destroy him. Do you understand? Yeah, I won a much bigger fight yesterday than beating Floyd Mayweather Jr. Floyd Mayweather Jr. is a fucking clown. I've been saying it, and I'm going to say it again. The guy is not a real fighter. He before he retired. He was basically already retired, man. No, Mayweather's retarded, not retired. You know what I mean? But before he quote-unquote retired, he was literally already kind of retired. You know, he was fighting once a year. Look at this shit, man. Are you kidding me? Fucking 16 hooks in 6 seconds. Man, I fucking crushed this guy. 004, that was the best punch of the fight. Right here. Bam. All right, slow motion, that shit. Watch. Boom, right in the forehead. Right here. Look at my face expression when I was punching him. It looked like I wanted to kill that motherfucker, man. Vicious, man. Look at that ferocity, that speed, that power, man. Charlie Zelenoff is the best, man. Hey, this is it. Frederick Young, fucking Rick Prick Robinson. You people are exposed, man. Robert Decker Jr. What now? What now, you fucking morons? You fucking idiots, man. I fucking told you clowns that I'm the best, and you idiots continued questioning and continued making videos, blah, 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 blah. Hey, you saw the bam, 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 bam yesterday? What now, huh? Fucking tards, man. Fucking rejects, man. You people got exposed, man. You people got exposed a long time ago, and I knocked out that Marine cold when I... Listen, every single year I win fights, but this year... 2006, 25 victories. We're in March. Do you understand? This is still the beginning of the year. We're in March. I have 25 wins already. Who the fuck is Muhammad Ali? Muhammad 56-5? What the fuck is that, man? 129-0, motherfucker. I'm the greatest of all time, man. All these fucking self-proclaimed so-called greats. Greats my ass, man. I'll fucking kill these guys, man. Look at that speed and power, man. Man, I'm even better than I was last year. Wow. Watch that slow motion. Left hook right here. Bam. Right in the forehead, man. I beat the shit out of him, man. Jordan Holloway. Do you understand? This guy, undefeated in MMA. I beat him. He had hundreds of amateur fights in MMA. He's a striker and he's a wrestler. The guy had a black belt in BJJ. Black belt. And look what I did to him. So what now? Rick Robinson, Frederick Young. You see what I mean? I beat real fighters. See? I feel great right now. I mean, I've never felt better. You know what I'm saying? I feel great right now. Yeah, because I beat a real fighter. And then the day before that, I beat four motherfuckers in one day. No, 125. You saw that boxer that I rushed? Yeah, that was one hell of a win. Okay, I crushed him. 126, I punched the guy bare knuckle. Let me tell you about 126. Samoan martial artist. Also Brazilian jiu-jitsu. Yeah, I hit him bare knuckle. Yeah, I hit him twice. Once with the glove, but then he took off the gloves and then got personal, and then I punched him bare knuckle. You know what I'm saying? But 125, oh yeah, 127, that fucking bitch-ass Marine, I punched him once, and then that motherfucker quit and started fucking crying to the staff, man, fucking clown. Yeah, and 128, I beat the shit out of another Marine. Man, that was phenomenal. The way I started the fight, I was punching him, boom, 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 boom. This motherfucker tackles me, and then I punched him while we were on the ground. I beat him on the ground. Okay, I beat him stand-up, and then I beat him on the ground. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but who the fuck does that kind of shit? Motherfucker tackled me during a boxing match. He was frustrated because nobody can beat me in a boxing match. It's literally impossible to beat me. Come on, my hands are too fast. I hit too hard. I'm way too ferocious. You know what I mean? It's like nobody can beat me in a boxing match, so these motherfuckers resort to cheating tactics. No, yesterday, Jordan Holloway, you know, he didn't resort to any cheating tactics. He got his ass beat, and that's it. Yeah, this is it. No more of this Frederick, Rick Robinson. No more of this fucking, no more talk about these fucking crazy people, man. This is it. I exposed them, man. I beat five fighters in 2 days. Do you understand? Name me a boxer who wins four fights in a day. Four wins on Friday. And then Saturday, I beat Jordan Holloway, the main event. You know what I'm saying? The guy had a black belt, undefeated MMA fighter. What more do people want? And I mean, I'm number one. Got nothing to prove, man. That guy would beat the fuck out of Klitschko, man. I beat the fuck out of him. Who the fuck is Klitschko, man? I actually texted Klitschko, and I told him, I said, hey, listen, you know, for the last time, I'm never contacting him again, never. Unless he responds. I said, listen, I beat Deontay Wilder. I'm sure you've seen the fight. You sparred him. Well, I beat him in a legit contest, in a legit professional fight. I told him where to meet me, you know, ring, gym, whatever. That's it, no response. And then I called Vladimir Klitschko, and he clicked on me. Like, as soon as, like, the first ring, he clicked on me. Okay, but are you kidding me? If I rushed Klitschko like that, did you people see Klitschko fight? That guy has no idea how to box. He's slow as fuck. He clinches. His fucking jab is fucking overrated. And my jab is a lot quicker. I would murder that guy. Him. I'd murder his brother. I went to fucking Ukraine, and these motherfuckers still didn't fight me, man. I went to Ukraine to get married with my beautiful wife. Hey, but wait, Vladimir Klitschko's wife, Hayden. Hayden? Hey, Hayden. I ain't Hayden, but my wife is a lot hotter. You know what I'm saying? Daria's not one else. Oh, yeah. I mean, Klitschko's not in my league. You understand? I used to train with Vladimir and Vitaly Klitschko. Vitaly Klitschko and me, we were both punching the heavy bag, standing next to each other. I was a kid. I seen this guy spar. I was alive when he was sparring. And I'm thinking, when I get older, I'm definitely going to kick this guy's ass if he ever fights me. And I ended up beating Deontay Wilder's ass, you know, as much as I hate Wilder, he's better than Klitschko, but he's not better than me, though. Deontay Wilder has a glass jaw. Deontay Wilder, you know, oh, yeah, I need to text him the fight versus Jordan Holloway. Jordan Holloway actually said he wants to fight Deontay Wilder in an MMA fight, he told me. He'd beat Wilder in an MMA fight. I don't know about a boxing match, but he'd beat him in an MMA fight. Wilder was just a fucking sloppy ass fighter with a glass chin, man. You know what I'm saying? He's not in my league, man. I already beat him. That's it, man. Nothing to prove, man. When me and Deontay were in the ring, I caught him with that left hook, and he literally flew to the other side of the ring. I literally punched Wilder into the ropes, man. I mean, yeah, whatever. He cheap-shotted me in the rematch, and he got disqualified. But, you know, okay, like, I won both fights, but I'm saying the first fight, I physically got the better of him. So, I mean, there's no point in a rematch. I would want to rematch him and knock him out again. I mean, KO him cold this time, but forget it. He never calls back. He doesn't want to fight, man. I'm beating other fighters and 5 wins in 2 days, man. Unbelievable. Charlie Zelenoff, boxing prodigy. Greatest of all time, man. Yeah, I mean, you haters are delusional. You people are, you know, seriously out of your fucking minds, and you people are crazy. And this Robert Dickhead Jr., this Frederick Young, this fucking prick Robinson, these guys are nuts, man. I mean, talked all that shit. What's this? 129.
Well, goddamn, I punched him on the forehead. Holy shit, man. My punches literally sound like gunshots, man.
Motherfucker's covering up, man. I'm beating his ass. Look at that. Bam, bam, bam. What's up, motherfucker? What's up? What's up, homeboy? Bam. Shit. You in there with the wrong motherfucker, man. No, from distance, I thought it was Wido Rhodes. I was like, what the fuck? Is that Wido Rhodes? I come up to him, and I realize it's not Wido Rhodes because he's a lot bigger than him. And I challenged him. Wow, it's like the first person I challenged, he said, yes, let's fight. I mean, yeah, that rarely happens, man. It usually takes me, like, to challenge about 30, 40, 50, 60 people until somebody agrees to fight, man. I mean, the first person I challenged, I beat his ass and went home the champion, man. 118 title defenses. Who the fuck is Joe Lewis? More like Joke Lewis. You know what I'm saying? Okay, do you know why I disrespect these fake boxers from, like, the 60s and 70s? Because they're so overrated, and they don't deserve... Listen, I mean, my fans know that I'm the best. You know what I'm saying? My fans know the truth, that I'm truly number one pound for pound. These guys are fucking just actors, just you know, media-hyped, you know, clowns. You know, but these internet rejects, they think these guys are, oh, my God, Tyson, Ali, these are all-time great. What the fuck is wrong with you people, man? You know, get off the crack pipe, man. Seriously. Charlie Zelenoff is number one, man. Look at that speed and power, literally. My hands are like a fucking machine gun. I'm literally just punching the guy over and over, and he has no answer. He even told me after the fight, he's like, I tried to throw him back, but I couldn't, man. He's like, he was like, fuck. He's like, I mean, he's like, he told me. He beat a lot of UFC fighters, Jordan Hall, like, he in underground fights. He sparred them. Not more than sparred them. He fought a lot of guys from the UFC. The UFC is a joke. And he beat them, yeah. He beat some by submission, by knockout, by TKO. Yeah, and I beat him. I beat Jill Zavala. I punked Chuck Liddell. I beat that EFC clown that tried to take me down. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, yesterday's win, I mean, one of my best ever, definitely. One of my best wins ever. Floyd Mayweather Jr., hey, Floyd, man, you need help. Floyd, you are not a boxer. Floyd, you cannot fight. Floyd, stop saying that you are number one pound for pound. You're not, okay? Beat your daddy's ass. I would brutally beat your ass. I would brutally beat Triple G's ass. You motherfuckers are clowns, okay? Yeah, I mean, Floyd Jr., he is a complete fucking loser. You know what I mean? I don't care how much money he has. You know, this guy does not fight. I mean, once a year, I mean, hey, Floyd, go fight the motherfucker I beat yesterday. I mean, I guarantee you that motherfucker would crush you. Guarantee you. Guy had hundreds of amateur fights, undefeated MMA pro. The guy's, he said he was 165. He used to be 215. He dropped a lot of weight. But he says he feels a lot faster at 165. So, regardless, that guy, Jordan Holloway, he would destroy me with a junior, and I destroyed him. I annihilated him, and no rematch. What rematch, man? I fucking beat the shit out of him, man. He couldn't even fucking land a punch. What rematch, man? Watch this. Last look in the forehead. 004. Right when the fight began, man. You hate us hear that? Yeah, there's literally nothing to prove, man. I'm number one. 129-0. Yeah, my wife is behaving. I actually Skyped with Daria right before I beat the shit out of Jordan Holloway. Yeah, we were Skyping. I said, baby, it's time to go fight. It's time to go defend the title. You know, we blew each other kisses on Skype, and she even says, she's like, you don't even need luck. And I already know you're gonna win. Wow, 99 knockouts. One more KO, and I'm gonna have 100 knockouts. Yeah, but there's so many fights. I seriously need some rest, man. Yeah, I mean, it's obvious who the best ever is. Charlie Villanoff, you know what I'm saying? Floyd Mayweather Jr. is a clown. I mean, the guy is not a real boxer. He's a pretender. You know, Floyd Mayweather Jr., you know, he's feather-fisted. He does not fight heavyweight. He does not fight cruiserweights. He doesn't fight big guys. He pays off all these judges. It's all fucking staged. You understand? I'm 129-0 as a real pro. The underground pros. But I beat these, you know, self-proclaimed fucking fake boxer guys. You know, not just boxer, the UFC, all these. I beat them in real fights. Gilles Zavala was on TV. I was never on TV, but I beat Gilles Zavala. Yeah, I never want to be televised. What the fuck? Fuck no, man. Kidding me? I'm a real champion. I'm on a different level, man. I win four fights a day. These guys did. Come on, man. Listen, mainstream boxing is a laughingstock. It's finished. All right. You know, these people cannot keep up with me. You know, I everything I said before, I backed it up. I warned these people, and everything I said, it happened. I said that I'm gonna win so many goddamn fights that you motherfuckers are gonna shit yourselves, man. People don't understand. You don't understand, but you're gonna understand one day. Hey, TMZ, what's up? What's up now, huh? Fucking retards, huh? Talked all that shit, huh? You got rowdy, huh? After I beat Wilder, you got rowdy. Talked all that fucking shit. You seen what I did to that motherfucker, Jordan Holloway? You seen what I did, 125, how I rushed that boxer? 127, one shot at a Marine. 128, beat the shit out of another Marine. Come on now. These fucking morons made an article about me running their mouth. All these idiots do is run their mouth, man. But you know what? It feels even better now. Like all these people that ran their mouth, that talk shit, you know, Prick Robinson. You see, I gave his address out. You know, he gave my old number out, and I gave his address out. You know what I mean? Rick Robinson. Frederick Young, who the fuck are these fucking retards, man? Who the fuck are these crazy motherfuckers, man? Yeah, see? I posted, okay, I won five fights in 2 days. I posted four of them on YouTube. Okay? What do they post? Videos of them talking to themselves? These are not fighters, all right? That's what I said. I beat real world-class fighters. I beat real fighters, real pros. I'm a champion. Boxing legend, I'm a phenom. Understand? I back it up. Look at that speed. Look at that power, that ferocity. 25 fucking victories in 3 months. 25 victories in 3 months, man. Floyd Mayweather Jr. wouldn't get 25 victories in 10 years, man. Are you kidding me? But yeah, I mean, if Tyson Fury, yeah, I want to knock out Tyson Fury. You know, listen, Fury, if you're listening to this, anytime, anywhere, son, England, L.A., England, anywhere. All right, mate? Anywhere. You're going to sleep. Yeah, I would rush Tyson Fury just like that. He's tall. I'd have to punch up top. Yeah, I would rush him just like I rushed Jordan Holloway. I would knock out Tyson Fury first round. I've seen him fight. I basically saw his whole bull crap. Not the whole, but, you know, just highlights, you know, of him and Klitschko. I've seen, I mean, I always knew Klitschko was a joke. I would literally murder Klitschko, but Tyson Fury, he keeps his hands way too low. You know, he's, you know, my second best punch is overhand right. My best punch is a left hook. But one of my best shots is overhand right, and that's what I would throw at him because he keeps his left hand so fucking low. I would hit him right on the jaw, pinpoint, and I'd knock Tyson Fury the fuck out. Yeah, I mean, since Wilder doesn't want to, I already beat Wilder, man. Forget Wilder. And, you know, Tyson Fury, yeah. I think it would be nice, you know, for 130 to beat Tyson Fury. Make him 100th knockout. Yeah, I mean, listen, I mean, me and Deontay boxed. Him and Wilder had that bullshit stare down. I mean, if he wants to fight, he needs to hit up Wilder and ask for my contact. You know what I'm saying? I would put Tyson Fury to sleep. All right, now let me turn on 125. Yeah, that was, I'd say out of the five recent wins, the second, well, obviously the best win was maybe Jordan yesterday, Jordan Holloway. But this right here was, the best win was against Jordan Holloway. The second best win was, this one right here. Oh, and that piece of shit, Derek the Giant, man. Listen, I beat the crap out of that guy, man. What the fuck is wrong with that motherfucker talking shit 4 years later? Hey, Derek, man. You know, listen, if you're listening to this, you got your ass kicked, son. You don't deserve a rematch because you lost one-sided and you're saying some crazy shit, man. Hey, you know what? Even though if he's talking crazy shit like that, fuck it, I'll rematch Derek the Giant, and I'll beat the shit out of him again, but it must be at a gym where I say. Not at that bullshit Team OC. I'm never going back there. Those are my enemies. Those are clowns. Ah, he doesn't deserve a rematch. That guy's a loser, man. Yeah, it was one of my best wins, you know, but I didn't know he was on BoxRec. As soon as I saw that he was on BoxRec, I was like, ah, shit. No, I mean, now the win feels even better, but nah, he's Derek the Giant, overrated, you know. The guy that I beat yesterday would beat the fuck out of Derek the Giant. Oh, by the way, haters, you know how you clowns talk shit? After I beat Mayweather Senior, oh, you beat an old man, oh, you circuit punched an old man. You remember that? Yeah, old man, yeah. You know how old Jordan Holloway is? 22 years old. Yeah, so this is it. No more old man excuses, okay? I'm the best. All right, yeah.
Yeah, this is phenomenal. Nothing is more important.
Lawless, baby, Lawless, man. Best boxer in the world, Charlie Zelenoff, man. And look what he said after the fight. Oh, that guy looked like Delroy Reigns, except that guy would beat the fuck out of Delroy Reigns. Yeah, if I punched Delroy Reigns, that guy would be in the coffin, man. That guy would be in the hospital. Delroy Reigns is not a boxer, man. That guy's a fucking dishwasher. Fucking him and Stacy Goodson, man. Those guys are fucking retards. All right, no. Look what this guy said after I beat his ass.
Z, he's a tough opponent, man. He's a real good boxer. Charlie Z, he's a tough opponent, man. He's a real good boxer. Check him out on YouTube. Charlie Z, get at him.
What's your thoughts on...
He's a real good boxer, man. Watch out for his quick punches. He hits you off guard, brings your head, you ain't getting back up, man.
What's your message to Deontay Wilder? What would Charlie Z do to him in the rematch?
Beat his ass.
Hey, you hear that, haters? You hear that? See, my own opponents that lose to me, they give me more respect than you fucking clowns. Charlie Zonoff, number one pound for pound.